Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
WGN. Hey, it's Bob Surratt, your morning booster shot, we hope. And let's play Trash or Treasure. We do this once a month or so to find out whether you've got trash or treasure around the house. And the expert on that is the proprietor of AU Sports Memorabilia, Chicago's oldest and best sports memorabilia store on Dempster in Morton Grove. Scott Beatty, I was thinking about you a few weeks ago when I read about the Honus Wagner baseball card that went for, what was it, over $6 million. How come I can't have any of those cards? Ever see anything that expensive in your place?
About once a week we sell something for $6 million. It's not that rare, Bob.
That baseball card became the most expensive trading card ever. Let's see,
as well it should be. That is the icon of the hobby.
The previous record was $5.2 million. That was a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle card. I was wondering, we were talking about the Hall of Fame, Scott, and so Derek Jeter goes into the Hall officially today. Does that mean any Derek Jeter memorabilia would become more valuable immediately?
You know what it does for stuff like that, it creates a higher demand, and then the demand will tick the price upward over time.
All right, well, people want to know if they have trash or treasure, so we invite you to call and ask Scott, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We'll start with Tom from Arlington Heights. What do you got, Tom?
Good morning, Bob and Scott. I have a old vintage goalie stick, the wooden kind, signed by Tony Esposito from, like, the 70s.
Scott?
Well, you know, Esposito stuff is, of course, you know, unfortunately, after his death, the interest in him has taken a real turn upward. So, yeah, you've got something there, especially. What do you want to do with it? I mean, is it, that's something you could display. That's something you could move on from. But, I mean, Esposito, yeah, his stuff has taken off.
Right. I bought it about 5 years ago with the idea of displaying it. So I just wonder, unfortunately, like you said, he passed. But, I'll probably just hold on to it. But
there you go, Scott. Thanks for listening. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
So this time of year, do you see a lot of football memorabilia circulating?
Yeah, especially what happens first in the football season is, you know, after the draft, you get interest in the draft picks. And as the football season gets closer, it starts to ramp up. It really happens with every sport. You know, whenever they start to come onto the horizon, that's when that area's memorabilia starts to move.
Scott Beatty also does a podcast, Stuff Your Mom Threw Out. Great name for that. He does that with David Schuster. And you can talk to Scott right now and ask him if you've got trash or treasure. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And let's see who's next. And they're lining up for you, Scott. It's always spring cleaning time in all seasons. All right, Marty in Tinley Park, you're on.
Hey, good morning. I have a necktie that's in the shape of a baseball bat, the form of a baseball bat with a Cubs logo on it, with Ryan Sandberg's signature on it.
I've got the same thing, only I don't have Rhino's autograph. Scott, trash or treasure?
You know what? I think it's a great thing. You can wear that. Everybody takes a look at it. It's a nice time. Say, hey, look at the Sandberg autograph. I would say that's something that I would hang on to. That I'd wear that everywhere. There's no place I wouldn't wear that.
Okay, Scott. Marty, you got your wardrobe taken care of there.
Any idea what it's worth?
A tie is going to be a lower end thing to be signed on rather than say, you know, a photo, a bat, a card. But still, it's Sandberg. It's up. It's $50 or upwards.
There you go. All right, Bob, your turn. What do you got?
Okay, so I have a photo of Yogi Berra jumping into the arms of Don Larsen, the only perfect game ever pitched in the World Series, and signed by Yogi Berra and Don Larsen. Both of them are passed.
It's the picture of Yogi jumping into Larsen's arms, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like something with the autograph. Wouldn't that be very valuable, Scott?
Actually, that's something that there's actually a lot of out there. It's an iconic picture. Everybody, all the baseball fans know it. It's a very famous picture. And there are lots of copies out there on photos and on balls and stuff that are signed by both Berra and Larson. Larson is the lesser of the two photos, obviously. Adding, you know, Berra to, there are more of them out there, I should say, signed by just Larson. Adding Berra to it definitely adds some value to it. I mean, it's a three-figure piece where, you know, you'd have to kind of see what it looks like.
Thanks, Bob. Scott, sometimes does an autograph actually lessen the value of a ball or a card or a picture or a uniform?
100%. If you've got a ball signed by, you know, if you went to a ball game and you got a ball signed by, let's just say, Hank Aaron back in the day, and then you decided to add the Braves backup catcher to it, that would definitely lessen the value of it. Mostly single signed balls are worth the most, unless they're very specific theme balls, team signed balls, 500 home run hitter balls, stuff like that.
Scott Beatty, they're lined up for you. Willie in Arlington Heights, what do you got?
I got silver coins from the first night game, 88.
A silver coin. Scott, have you ever seen one of those?
Was this given out at the park, or just something you bought outside the park?
No, I don't remember when I bought it. It was a long time ago.
All right. But, he doesn't know how he got it, Scott.
Yeah, well, okay. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe these were actually silver coins. I think they might be just a troy ounce of silver. So you're looking at around, you know, I mean, just for the coin itself, it's probably $50, and then you've got the collectible aspect of it.
Thanks, Willie. Let's hear from Ursula calling in from Oxford, Wisconsin. Go ahead, Ursula.
Hello, I've got two Michael Jordan baseball-style jackets from the 70s. They've been in a bag. I bought them for my son. It's a white front, and it's got a big bull head, and the 23, his signature, the ribbing around the bottom of the jacket and the collar is red.
Ursula, you sound like Pat Hughes describing the uniforms on the teams that are playing. Scott, well, that sounds like treasure to me. What do you think?
It does sound like treasure.
Hold on, Ursula. Hey, Ursula, hold on. Scott's got some info for you.
Yeah, I would need to take a look at those. I would like to take a look at them, actually. I will correct you, though. You did say from the 70s. Couldn't be from the 70s. Could be from the late 80s.
Very young Michael, and on the back, it's all red, and there's a life-size head of him in his Bulls jersey, and then a shot of him holding the basketball, making the basket.
That would look good. That would look very good, I think, with the Ryan Sandberg tie we just heard.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? We could go to all the fancy parties with that.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know what? If you look, Ursula, if you send me some pictures over just real simple, ausports@aol.com, I'd be happy to get you some more information on those.
All righty. Let's get to Dave here from Crystal Lake. What do you got, Dave?
I got two things. I got a 1970 Ernie Banks baseball card and some other baseball cards from 1970.
Yeah, what about those old cards?
Conditions everything on the old cards. Like, for instance, a 1970 Ernie Banks Topps card can sell anywhere from $5 to $75. And then if we're getting into the graded process, it's a completely different market. But so you've got a very wide range of cards, no matter where they're from, because of condition. Does it have a crease? Does it not have a crease? Sharp corners, etc. There's just such a wide variant of pricing that you could never just say that's an absolute treasure.
Mel from Arlington, from Antioch, has some White Sox memorabilia. Mel?
Yeah, hey, listen. My parents' family was close to the corporate secretary for Comiskey, and I have a baseball that was signed by the 59 White Sox that I know was passed around the locker room. So it was special at the time. But what would that thing be worth today?
Again, I always tell all about the listeners, condition can be everything. It's several hundred or over $1,000, depending on, I mean, the 59 White Sox, definitely the most collectible team the Sox ever had, including anything recently. It's still 59, it's still the king. That's something we'd want to take a look at. If you were looking to sell it, I could point you in the right direction, etc.
Thanks for listening,
Thank
Mel.
You.
Appreciate the call. Tim from Des Plaines has some 1959 stuff, too. Tim?
Yeah, I have a 1959 Game 2 World Series ticket stub.
Hmm. Scott?
World Series, is it a full ticket, a rip ticket?
I can't tell. It like it has the rain check. I think it, I don't know. It, like I looked for a rip mark and didn't have it on there.
Okay. Well, a game two ticket, I've seen them sell for, I mean, depending on condition, again, condition is so important in everything we do. I've seen them sell for $75. I've seen them sell for $300. So probably somewhere in that range.
Pat in Oak Forest, you think you have trash or treasure, Pat?
I think I have treasure. I have Mickey Mantle's autograph from 1952.
And how do we know
it's my autograph book?
Okay, so it's just on a page in your autograph book.
Yes, yes.
Interesting, Scott.
So anything Mickey Mantle autograph is something that people are always looking for, even in the autograph book, because what you can do with that is there's collectors will take that piece out of an autograph book and they'll pair it up with a photo and they'll frame and mat it. Definitely treasure, 100%. Mickey Mantle, always.
Hang on to it, Pat. And Scott, thanks as always. If you want to get to Scott Beatty at AU Sports, he's at 6006 Dempster in Morton Grove. Email ausports@aol.com. Always fun, Scott. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Yes, sir.